Welcome back, Noodle Squad. This is Noodle On with Noel. I am your host, Noel the Noodle. And today we are talking about weight loss. Oh my gosh, weight loss. What? Okay, here's the thing. Okay, so I have lost 27 pounds in, since November 11th, and it's December something. So like a little less than 2 months, I have lost, in 7 weeks, I've lost 27 pounds. And I am getting so many questions after posting my transformation photos about, Noel, what in the world did you do? How did you lose weight that fast? Okay. Well, first of all, this is actually not my first rodeo with weight loss. I have gone back in the day, about a decade ago, and I think I touched on this briefly on my first episode. Actually, I've talked about this quite a bit on all my media rounds, but I have at one time been through a weight loss journey. So what they say when you get off drugs, when you get off hard drugs, when you, in rehabilitation, in the program, when you get off heroin, crack, whatever your drug of choice is. Mine was heroin. Excuse me. Ooh, that didn't sound good. But mine was heroin. And so what I'm going to say is, you gain a lot of weight. That's like a thing in the program. Everyone like gains the sober 25 or what is it called? The freshman 15. It's like kind of like that, because when you get off drugs, you replace them with food, something. You need something. And I guess that's what I did too. And I talked about this, about my genes. But anyway, so I lost 27. Anyways, so the first time I did this, I was like 20 years old. I think I was 20 years old. Yeah. And I went from like 198, so 200 pounds, to 139 in 3 months. That's a lot of numbers I'm throwing out here. But yeah, that's like 58 pounds in 3 months. And I just did 27 in 2 months. And I've kind of cracked the code, if you will. You starve yourself. No, I'm kidding. You don't starve yourself. Well, you kind of, it depends on how fast you want to go. Okay, so here's my thing. So we're doing this. We're doing the weight loss episode. And this, I'm going to lay it all out there. No fluff. No, this is literally it. This is how you do it. This is how I did it. This is a formula. You don't need Ozempic. You don't need Ozempic. You don't need nothing. And before people say, like, you didn't have any weight to lose, thank you, thank you. I did, though. And my weight, I never would have gotten this big had I not gotten injured. But I got injured and went off to Tahiti and Fiji for a little over a month, drinking and eating and not exercising. And boy, it is crazy how fast you can let yourself go. Yeah, I was a big bitch. I blew up over the summer and I hated it. And in Hawaii was the accumulation at my last Ironman. The accumulation was when I looked at my pictures and I was like, oh my God, I'm actually big again. I gained a lot of weight. And so my priority was to lose weight this winter. And I did. I officially lost 27 pounds in 2 months. Well, 7 weeks. That was the intro, and now we're going to get right into it. So this is literally what you do. Get a pen and paper out, folks. Get a pen and paper out, folks. Okay, no. So, all right. And actually, the first time I did this, this is my second round going through weight loss, and the first time I didn't count calories. I just didn't really – I had an eating disorder, 100%. This time, I do count calories. And I didn't want to, but oh, you guys have to, because acknowledging it, knowing, is the first step to change. That's what they say. So, all right, what did I do? There's a ton of calorie tracking apps, but I downloaded FitnessPal, the paid version, and that is because you can put your phone, you can literally scan barcodes. Anything you scan, pretty much any food, any item with a barcode you can scan, and it just knows it. It has it in its database. So that made it easier. And then also, like, MyFitnessPal, like, remembers your history, what you eat, because a lot of people eat the same kind of things over the course of a week. And so it made it super easy because I once tried calorie counting and I absolutely hated it. It was horrible. I was so anal about it. Like, and I am now too, but I've gotten really good at it. Like, apparently they say it takes 14 days, 2 weeks to make a habit. So I was like, in my mind, I'm going to track everything I eat. Every time I eat something, pick up your phone, put it in the app. I made like a little widget, like a little, so like it's right on the front of my phone. When I open it, it's right there. So anytime I eat a piece of chocolate or eat potato chips, it's right there. I can zoom in. I can immediately put it into the barcode if it has one. And I've learned that 1 cup is 8 ounces. 1 cup is 8 ounces. I have learned that. Because a lot of these measurements go in cups of like 1 cup of spinach is 12 calories. Who knew? Gosh. And then, okay, so I started counting calories, right? And who knew? I didn't. I totally understand why Americans or anybody gets big. It's so easy. Oh my gosh. Like I barcoded my honey. So I love honey. 2 measly tablespoons of honey. 2 measly little tablespoons. 120 calories. What? 150 calories for 1.5 ounces of sourdough bread. That's a lot. I just am shocked at how easy it is to overeat. And I am a triathlete. And you'd be like, Noel, why are you not losing weight while you do triathlons? And I wasn't. I was training 21 to 25 hours a week, 20 to 25 hours a week for the Ironman World Championship all summer. Well, August, September. And when I got to Kona, I was like the biggest I've ever been or recently. And I was like, I just don't know why I'm not losing weight. I did not understand. I was going on five hour bike rides, 18 mile runs. But you folks, I used to say you can outrun a bad diet. You really can't. But here's where the rubber meets the road. This is what happened. Okay. I would go out on these 5-6 hour bike rides. Or you know what? Even let's take it back. I would go on to a 2 hour bike ride, right? And pretty much my sessions, an hour run, just 8 mile run. And I would always be eating my sports nutrition. So like if I had here's a typical day, I had an 8 mile run in the morning, an hour long run, a 2 hour bike, and then maybe a hour swim. That's 3 sessions. Okay. Right. So during the 8 mile run though, I would be eating one Clif Bar gummy, those little gummies every 15 minutes, practicing what I would do in the Ironman. So I was using my race day nutrition as a tool, every 15 minutes, you know, on the bike, always have 2.5 scoops of Tailwind. But I don't know why I didn't think of this, but okay. So I would go out on like a 2 hour bike ride, right? And I would have, basically like four pieces of bread for my 2 hour bike ride. And like, then I would come home and eat just as much. Like, I did not need all that. Oh my gosh. Yes, you need it for your 5 hour bike ride, the carbs, but that means afterwards you don't actually need that much because I would have like literally the equivalent of like two big pizzas, large pizzas on a 5 hour bike ride, and then come home and eat a large pizza. Like that's the equivalent of what I was doing. And oh boy. Boy, I'm glad I kind of stopped that because I would basically need a session. I would need to go on a run to burn off everything I ate during the run. I need to go on another bike ride to burn off everything I ate during the bike ride. And I now know, like, it's cool. So FitnessPal has actually synced to Garmin and, like, it's synced. Everything's synced. So I will do my 2 hour indoor bike ride and it uploads exactly how many calories I burned to FitnessPal, so I can literally watch the needle. So say my base calories are 1,700 for the day. I have 1,700 for the day. And I just did a 2-hour bike ride. I watched the needle go from 1,700. I now get, drumroll, 2,800 for the rest of the day because I burned off 2 hours. But if you think about it, during Ironman training, when I gained all the weight, I would have moved the needle, but I would have replaced it all. I would have already had two full bottles of Tailwind Nutrition. So I didn't burn anything. I just like stayed neutral. I burned as much as I drank during it. And then I would get up. So I did 2 hours of biking, didn't burn anything because I drank it all back in carbs. And then went upstairs to eat breakfast. And so, boom, I'm already, like, behind on the day. I'm already over a calorie surplus. And it's so simple. It's so simple, you guys. It's literally calories in, calories out. That's it. No fluff. No, you don't need a intermittent fast. You don't need a, I mean, you can if you want do this fasting stuff. But it's not that. It's not that. It's literally consistently for a month, calories in, calories out. And if you track everything, it's like, boom. Man, that's good. My Fitness Pal should sponsor me because I'm telling you, I've like, it's like changed everything in a really, it's also changed stuff in like a bad way because I definitely think I have an eating disorder now. I've had eating disorders in the past, but this time I absolutely feel horrible if I eat something and don't track it. And now I'm one of those people who has a food scale. Well, my mom had a food scale and I have it. I guess she makes sourdough or something. I don't know. She needs a food scale. But it's really interesting because like, oh my gosh, a tiny piece of milk chocolate, you guys, a tiny little piece of milk chocolate is like 160 calories. It was like 0.6 ounces is 160 calories of milk chocolate. And I would eat like an entire bar. Like I get it now. I see how easy it is to gain weight in today's society. And that's my 2 cents. That's kind of, anyway, so I've done this since November 11th. I went from, I started tracking everything in MyFitnessPal. You put in the goal of if you want to maintain weight, if you want to gain weight, and if you want to lose weight. And it gives you, I made mine pretty hard. The only option, the options, the most severe weight loss you can do is only 2 pounds a week. That's as far as MyFitnessPal will let you go. So, but you can also edit your own calories. And so I put, I don't know what I put, but I put my height and weight in and what I wanted to get to. It just came up with something. But I chose 1,700 a day base. And I will say, you guys, I know I made it look easy. I make it look easy. No, I'm kidding. It is hard. And it gets harder because the way I did it, which doesn't seem like it's very sustainable, I just had no energy. I was like, oh my God. Well, at first, for like the first 2 weeks, thinning out, leaning out, I was like, oh my God. Like, I feel really good. I have a ton of energy. But then it's kind of gotten to where like the other day, I didn't have enough energy to like walk from the couch to the bed. Thinking, is this lack of carbs? Am I starving? Or is this because I am just tired? Sorry, I don't know if you heard that. I think my dogs are. I have 2 dogs, Henry and Rhino. 2 little goobers. One of mine, Ziggy, died. He's in the backyard. My twin went to go bury him. He's in the backyard. Dead. But anyways, I limited calories. I do my daily training. I'm injured again, and all I can do right now is swim and bike and lift weights, but I've been lifting a ton of weights. Full gym bro mode. Okay. Full gym bro. Sorry, I don't know if you heard that. That's my dog jumping around. I want to be professional. This would be the most professional podcast I can do. But folks, unfortunately, I'm in a basement with dogs jumping literally above me. Rhino and Henry. But that's okay. I'm sure anyone listening to this doesn't mind a few dogs. I wish he'd stop.
Rhino!
Rhino! Okay, no. So I counted my calories. I now am like religious about it. I will like, you just can't miss something. You have to write it down. I don't know how I'm going to stop because I absolutely love counting them now. I love seeing it. And I definitely don't want to be doing this forever. But so I used to be a big, I was like, you guys have got to try, like, intuitive eating's the way. So my understanding is intuitive eating is just how you feel. Like, do you feel full? But with me, I don't think intuitive eating works because I intuitively eat way too much. I intuitively cannot tell if I'm full. I don't know what that is, but I literally cannot tell if I'm full. I'm like, I don't know. I can eat more. I can eat some more. Some changes I've noticed every time I've lost weight, and this time I'm really noticing it because I've actively, it's been so rapid too, but I've noticed, like, I've lost, I can already tell, like, I'm colder a lot, like, I'm in Vermont in the winter, it's like 20 degrees in the morning, yeah, literally 20 degrees Fahrenheit in the morning, but I can tell I'm, like, cold, like, I'm just colder. Which is cool because it means you have less body fat, I suppose. But I'm also like, you know that meme? No, it's not a meme. You know that TikTok where she's like, I'm feeling very frail. It's like it was a viral sound a while ago. It's like she's like, I'm feeling very frail. That's how I feel. I'm feeling frail and love it. So I didn't really have a goal weight either. I just knew I was just going to go how I look. Folks, here's the thing I need to say. This is my experience. I was recommended why I have a bone stress fracture, which I currently, a bone stress injury, not fracture. I have a femoral neck stress injury currently. It was recommended, everyone, that I don't limit calories while I'm trying to heal. So I want to say this was against all medical recommendations, but it needed to happen. Okay. I don't have any races, on the schedule for a long time and I can't run. I'm not training full time. So I was like, this is the time. Like if I'm going to do it, because one thing about Ironman training is you also don't, it was also very hard to actively lose weight too if I wanted to because I was so worried, like, you still need to stay fueled. Like, I really, really hate bonking. I hate that feeling of not enough carbs on a bike ride and you're just so, it's like you're pedaling in mud. I couldn't stand it. I was like, I'm never going to make myself feel like that while I'm training. And it was just a rock and a hard place. I had this big race coming up and now I just feel so much happier and like, I feel leaner. But my point is, guys, I have a routine. I have a method. I have a way. I know I have stuff to share. I can share how to do this. I can do this. I know how to do it. Eat plants. Eat a lot of fruits and vegetables. One thing about fruits and vegetables, and I feel like everyone deep down kind of knows, I don't know. You can literally eat all the fruit and vegetables you want. If you're an overeater, which I'm a massive overeater, I'm sorry, I overeat like crazy. If you're an overeater, you can literally pig out on bell peppers, carrots, pineapple, blueberries, apples, strawberries, oranges. Make yourself a big old bowl. Get a big old bowl and put pomegranate, mango. Oh, that sounds good. Apples, kiwis, bananas. Okay, actually, I hate that. Bananas will push you over the edge a little bit. Bananas are a lot of calories. Bananas are not the, I don't know what the difference is. As you can tell, I'm not a nutritionist by any means. And actually, everyone I talked to recommended I go slower. And I just ignored them. But man, you can just literally pick out. Do you guys ever eat just a bell pepper? Just a big old bell pepper? I love them. Who knew that red, green, orange, and black bell peppers were not, they're not different. It's the same thing. It's all just different levels of ripeness of bell peppers. So that's what we did. So then I was starting, and then, you know, another thing is once you get really into this and once you actually start noticing your first little change, like, well, my Fitness Pal has a part of the app when you do your weigh-ins, when you click, it has a little, you can also show a, it has a little place you can put your photo. So you can take, you can document your like weight in the mirror and you take a photo, and I love it. So I'm looking actually, you can like visibly see differences in your face, in my, you know, arms and stuff. And I know no one else besides me is looking this closely, I think, but I don't know. That's kind of where this last few weeks has taken me. It's been, I don't know. I've now announced it a few times that I've lost weight, but I'm pretty proud of myself. It's something that I definitely wanted to do, and I know I have done it in the past, and then to do it again successfully, it's like, I can do this. Like, I know how to do this. It's pretty cool. It's like a skill I hope not to use too much. Like, I don't want to have to get big again and then lose all the weight again. Like, I want to maintain now. I want to stay healthy and not, I want to stay here and be able to train. And I think what really threw it off was the 2 months in the summer being injured, doing literally nothing. And that's what kind of brought down the house. And I feel like I've come full circle. But anyways, that is kind of my, I feel like I don't know if I answered very many questions about how I lost weight, but that's, I wanted to put out an episode of the weight loss episode, but it's very, very simple. It's almost so simple that it's complicated because people are like, literally all it comes down to is if you burn more calories than you eat, if you are under calories at the end of the day, you will be losing weight. If you have eaten more than you put out, you'll gain weight. That's that simple. And I got a lot of comments on my transformation photo that said, how'd you do it? What'd you do? And I hope this episode answered some of that. I don't know how clear I was, but I definitely will talk more about it if anyone wants to hear about it, or not, because some people are like, what the fuck? No one cares about this. Either way, I'm here to help or not help. This has been a very short episode, but it was just kind of my little progress report about what I experienced the last 3 weeks, because I just am very proud of it. So this is the Noodle On with Noel. Noodle On with Noel, weight loss episode. thank you, Noodle Squad. Noodle Squad t-shirts are going to be coming down the line. I love that we're in the Noodle Squad. Thank you, my Noodle Squad fam. And I love you guys. And this has been Noodle On with Noel. I'm your host, Noel the Noodle, and happy Sunday.